The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Pick Six Podcast, CBS Sports Daily NFL Podcast. I'm Will Brinson. I'm your host. It is Thursday, September 9th, and that means that football's back after a long offseason. It was like forever. We have football tonight. That's right. This is the gambling preview of the Buccaneers and Cowboys 2021 NFL season opener. Joining me to break it down, RJ White. RJ, what's up, buddy?
Not much. It's tonight if you're listening to this on the podcast, but if you're checking it out on YouTube on Wednesday night, it's tomorrow night.
That's right. It is tomorrow night. And if you want to get our picks early, and we'll have props and all kinds of stuff for you, you can go to youtube.com/pick6 and you can hit subscribe. And while you're hitting subscribe, hit the like button. You'll get, and if you hit subscribe, my son Robbie has figured this out. He joined a live, like he's like, I'm doing a live stream. Or like joined into a live stream, but he subscribes to all these channels. And so he gets alerts on his iPad and he dives into the live stream. And that's what you can do. If you want to, if you love this podcast, subscribe on YouTube. You'll get an alert when we go live or when a new show is posted on that channel and you can watch it early. I watch a lot of my podcasts on my TV because you know, the smart TVs have the YouTube app and you can just go there and watch them. And so that's how I get all like my PGA DFS stuff and a bunch of different content like Fantasy Football Today. I'll watch that way. Sometimes if I'm feeling really weird, I'll watch myself on TV just to see what, you know, what's going on and like how it looks. I clearly haven't learned any lesson from it, but I digress. In the feed, Brady Quinn Football Show. And if you want to use your football expertise to win big time cash prizes, here's your chance. Football Pick'em from CBS Sports. Correctly pick the entire slate of games and you can win a $100,000 jackpot this week and every week of the season by visiting cbssports.com/picks. Even if no one wins the weekly jackpot, we're still giving away $1,000 of guaranteed cash to the winner each week and $5,000 to the season-long champ. Don't wait. Make your picks. Compete for a $100,000 jackpot by visiting cbssports.com/picks today. I've been running a picks pool for like, they're not running it, but like I'm in charge of it for my friends. I guess I am running it, but I think we've been doing it for like 10 years now, RJ. I don't think I've ever seen a perfect week.
Really?
Yeah. Have you ever seen a 16-0 against spread situation?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, I couldn't quote it for sure, but you know, doing this for a long time, so pretty sure I've seen one of those.
You got a couple yourself?
I believe my best, I don't even know. I don't think this was against spread. I think it was just picking winners, but I entered this newspaper contest back in high school and I got all 16 right one week and won whatever. I don't remember what it was, probably a gift certificate to somewhere, but that was 15, 16 years old, something like that.
A Blockbuster video gift certificate or something like that. When gift certificates were actual paper instead of the, you know, the cards that you get now. Again, reminder, youtube.com/pick6. Go and subscribe. And if you just hit the like button, comment on these videos. It helps us out a ton the way that it just circulates the videos better. So please go help us out. All right. The game on tap that we are talking about. And again, you could be watching this on Wednesday. Get RJ Mine's picks early. And that way you can get them in, especially with the props, because those lines move so quickly. The Cowboys at the Buccaneers. The Bucs are -8 over at Caesars. The over-under is 51.5. Bucs -420 on the money line. Not a bad little parlay piece there if you want to use it. And the Cowboys +320 on the money line. The Buccaneers are the first defending Super Bowl champion to return all 22 starters since the 1977 Raiders. They're trying to become the first back-to-back Super Bowl champ since Tom Brady did it in 03 and 04 with the Patriots. And here's a fun fact for you, RJ. Tom Brady's undefeated in his career versus the Cowboys at 5-0. I would guess, and by the way, Chris Godwin was listed on the injury report with a quad injury. He's not on the injury report, the final injury report, so he will be playing. That's huge news for fantasy owners and for the Buccaneers. if you're watching on YouTube too, you get like a bunch of little bonuses. Like we toss up the injury report here, so you can kind of immerse yourself in the content. Not listed on the Cowboys injury report is Zach Martin, but it is. What percent chance do you give him of playing in this game? I think he has to pass.
I think he's already out. He's not playing.
I thought they were flying these guys separately and trying to get him to pass test. Did he not pass it?
I mean, when he was ruled to have be positive, that they said he was out at that point. So I don't think there is a chance that he's going to play. But maybe you've heard something differently.
I believe that. I think that they're trying to see if they can get him through. Yeah, they're trying to. They're fly. He's basically almost ruled out. It's really unlikely that he's going to play because of COVID. And that's just, you know, we're going to have to deal with that this season. But Lau Collins, he is at full participation in practice. That's huge for them because they need help on the offensive line. And, of course, Dak Prescott, even with that right shoulder injury, good to go. By the way, in the feed, I don't know if I mentioned that, Brady Quinn, and I talked about why. And Brady has experience with this because he had foot injuries in when he was in the NFL. And, he, you know, just talking about how it affects, you know, the different biomechanics of your throwing motion, that may be explained Dak's shoulder injury. But it does look like all those guys, DeMarcus Lawrence, huge name there, are good to go. So Zach Martin, probably the biggest name. And just because you show you how important, you know, I mean, how these lines work, like Zach Martin only moved it a half a point, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, and I hadn't put this pick in on Sportsline last week. I was hoping it would move the other way once Dak was fully cleared. I thought people would be on the Cowboys and it would get down to 7. And so if you like the Bucks, that would be where you get it. But then Zach Martin, you know, out of nowhere, gets ruled out due to COVID, and then it moves the other way. So it's just, I think it's emblematic of what we're going to see this year is, like, you might expect one thing to happen. You might be planning for one thing to happen. And then COVID news just pops out of nowhere and it goes the other way against you.
Yeah, and I think it's important, you know, if you are trying to get an edge on these things, you know, if you see that Zach Martin news, like I went and bet the Buccaneers at minus seven, minus 120, I think, right when that Zach Martin stuff happened. And, you know, that's a pretty big number, you know, to get 7 versus taking it 8. Now, we'll get into, you know, the details of who we think is going to win. It may not matter if you have 7 or 8. We will see about that. But I would also say, go to sportsline.com/join. If you haven't already signed up, use promo code EDGE. Or do you want to use promo code White? You don't need the boost, right? You just want people to sign up, right?
Just sign up with any promo code. You can try Edge or White. Either one should work for you.
And if you sign up using that, you'll get either a first month free or first month for $1 or something like that. A really good deal. And you can access all of RJ's picks, plus tons of DFS stuff from Mike McClure and his crew. There's all kinds of experts on there. And I highly recommend doing it because you'll be able to check when RJ puts his picks up and get those in. Get the best of the number, and that's what you want to do. Yes,
that is what you want to do, except with this Tampa number, because I did not get the best of the number for people. Right. I was hoping to get a better number, and then that 7.5 went away. So
right, that's not on you. That's on old COVID. The Super Bowl champ, by the way, 13-3 straight up, and 11-4-1 against the spread since the kickoff game began in 2004. Of course, that doesn't count 2019 because the Packers and Bears, played for the centennial season. So there is a pretty good history of the favorite covering in these games. I assume, since you and I have both said that we bet the Buccaneers, or that we took the Buccaneers against the spread, that we both believe the Buccaneers will cover. Yes.
Yeah. You know, defending champs 14-6 against spread in week one over the last 20 years. Bucks have incredible continuity, like you said before. I don't think that Cowboys offensive line is going to hold up against the talented Bucks defense front. And I don't think the Cowboys cornerbacks are going to slow the Bucks receivers, especially now that we know they're all healthy. So you worry about a backdoor cover with this pass offense. But, you know, I'm counting on the Bucks pass rush to win out and keep it over the number. The other way to play this game is obviously to tease it down through two and tease one of the games you like on Sunday. Plenty of good teaser numbers there. Chiefs -6 would be a great one. Just, you know, as an example.
The Bills -6.5. Anything about that?
Yeah, I'm not.
Sort of a trolley tease like me.
Cautiously optimistic on the Bills. So.
The 49ers -7.5 at the Lions. I would expect that they can pull that off against Detroit. That would be a pretty big shocking loss. The Rams -7.5 at home against the Bears. So you could tease, you know, you could, if you want to have a little bookend teaser, if you got, you know, if you don't mind having some, some credit at use or having to leave your money out till Sunday night, you could do a teaser with the Rams. Then you get your Sunday night action and your Thursday night action. That's not a terrible move, but I agree with you. I think the Chiefs may be a better bet, although some people think the Browns could cover in that game. I think the Martin injury is huge, or the Martin absence, excuse me, is huge, because when you look at this Buccaneers team, you know, they were good defensively. They were great defensively. Especially down the stretch, even though Vita Vea was not there. I look at this interior, Vita Vea and Ndamukong Suh up against a Zach Martin-less interior, that is a really tough matchup for that Cowboys offensive line. And this is a Buccaneers team that has been excellent against the run for multiple years. I think that Mike McCarthy will probably want to establish the run in this case, and it will not work out well for him. Hopefully Kellen Moore is more aggressive if the Cowboys want to have a shot at winning. And they have the wide receivers to make it work. You know, the cornerbacks are good for the Buccaneers. I don't think they're necessarily elite, although, you know, with Winfield patrolling back there, Carlton Davis really taking a step forward. And again, those linebackers in coverage are very good. I just don't see a situation where the Cowboys can stop Tom Brady and that offense. And I don't think that the Cowboys will just come out and score on their first four or five possessions. So ultimately, I think it'll look a lot like early last year for the Cowboys, where the defense isn't very good and maybe the offense sputters a little bit early on. And if it does, then they're just going to be playing catch up the entire time. Now, they covered and won some late last year. I like the over a lot here, too. 51.5, it's climbed up. I think I gave this out when you and I did week one picks back in July, or maybe even August, whenever it was. I said I like this over, and it hasn't moved a ton. I still think it's a great number, because if we get the game script that we think we're going to get, that seems fairly likely, which is, you know, the Buccaneers scoring early and then probably not letting their foot off the gas because they know what they got on the other side, you have the Cowboys playing catch up, and it should fly over that number, in my opinion.
If the Cowboys can get into the end zone, but you know, who knows with that offensive line against that front. I think you could be seeing a lot more field than we expect from the Cowboys in this game, which will keep the number under. So if I had to pick one way, I would probably lean under, but I don't have any confidence in it.
Okay. It's a high total, and you know, a lot of times, especially with just three preseason games and with Dak missing that, you know, Dak missing a lot of time in the offseason and the preseason rehabbing for that ankle injury and then the shoulder thing, it's entirely possible that the Cowboys offense doesn't get going. I do look back though at sort of the final stretch run for the Buccaneers, where they scored 26, 31, 47, and 44. Now, I think the Cowboys are probably better than the Lions and the Falcons defense, but I don't think they're that much better, which means I just think we could see Tom Brady come out, put on a show, and let everybody know that he is in fact quite interested in winning a back-to-back Super Bowl title. So I will take Bucks minus eight, fine with me. I think they win by double digits, and the over 51.5, and you're going Bucks minus eight and the under 51.5, right?
Right. Well, yeah, total's a little bit stay away from me, but
Bucks hey, you're not. You're, that would be your lean, but you're not. That's not your bet. Okay. So I'm officially on both. I put them both in the Action app. Actually. All right. Let's take a break. When we come back, player props and DFS picks. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drives so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Whether you're tailgating out in the dirt lot, Carter Finley, shout out Carter Finley, or whether you're whitewater rafting, taking the entire family on an adventurous trip, maybe you're out camping at Mount Rogers. I used to go as a kid. I wish my parents had a Hyundai Santa Fe. The Hyundai Santa Fe is perfect for your family outing. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
So player props are more popular than ever, and you better believe that we are going to be giving some out. When you look at this matchup, what stands out to you as pretty as good value in terms of player props?
Well, yeah, I mentioned that I would lean into the under because I do think the Bucs are going to score some points this game. I like Brady to go over 2.5 passing touchdowns, get it a +165, threw for at least 3 touchdowns in 9 of his 20 games last year, including the playoffs. Ground game didn't get any better over the offseason. Obviously, they brought everybody back. So, I mean, the ground game was decently effective in the playoffs, but I still think it's going to be, you know, throwing to score here. Cowboys don't have the talent at cornerback to cover all the Bucs wide receiver options. Then you throw in Gio Bernard as another element for Brady to pick up maybe a cheap touchdown to Gio. So knowing how explosive that Dallas offense is, I agree with what you said earlier. I don't think Tampa's ever taking their foot off the gas. So it's going to just be score, score, score. And Brady's going to get there, you know, in the second half at some point.
Muted myself. Sorry. I was logging to DraftKings. I also wrote that down as the Brady over 2.5. It was 140 +140 earlier today when I was looking at it. I'm shocked that that's that low. I think you'll see them throw, you know, I think you'll see him hit on some deep passes. Mike Evans, tremendous deep threat. Good luck with the Cowboys covering him. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Cowboys stuffed the box and the Buccaneers ran some shorter passing plays down near the goal line. Certainly Rob Gronkowski could be in play. I think OJ Howard is someone to watch for this year as well. And certainly could see him operate in and around the red zone in this week one. That +165 is juicy, man. I love that.
Yeah, it's and the reason it's so high is because, you know, throwing for 3 touchdowns in any game from any quarterback, even with Mahomes, is obviously going to be the underdog most of the time. But seems like a good matchup for him. Like we said, we don't think they're putting their foot off the gas considering the quarterback on the other side of the field. So I think he gets there.
Sort of in line with that, I like this. I think I like over Mike Evans' 24.5 longest reception. By the way, I sort of like what Caesars is got working here on this new layout for these props. I've lamented that some of the drop down options, but I kind of dig this. And you can click that. You got to click the thing to right there on the Buccaneers, Debo. I know it's juice to the under. I don't mind that. I like getting better value. I just think they're going to take a shot at Mike Evans is a vertical machine.
Yeah, it could happen. It's hard for me to parse who's it going to be. You know, it could be him, could [S2] Sure. [S1] Be Antonio Brown, could be whatever. Or they might just not take too many shots downfield, knowing that they can efficiently just, you know, churn up yardage, and just go downfield and kind of feel they're not going to get stopped. So maybe he does get there, but it could also be a case where you're just picking up these 10 to 15 yard, you know, gains, you know, over and over. So why risk it?
Okay, fair enough. The other two that I looked at that I sort of liked, receptions, little scroll up about 2 there, Debo, for those watching on. Again, watch on youtube.com/pick6 and you can check all these out. Zeke Elliott receptions over 3.5, and then Zeke Elliott receiving yards, which is up there a little bit even higher on Caesars at 20.5. And what I noticed when I went and looked back at the early season performance by the Cowboys with Dak Prescott, because he played in 3 and change games, I guess, right? 4 and change games. He was hurt against the Giants. Against the Rams, Zeke catches 3 passes for 31 balls and a touchdown on 4 targets. Against Atlanta, 6 catches on 7 targets for 33 yards. Against Seattle, 6 catches on 11 targets for 24 yards. And against Cleveland, 8 catches for 71 yards on 8 targets. And what do all those games have in common? The Cowboys are getting their tails beat, and we're coming back and trying. And that's sort of what Dak was looking. You know, he's getting pressured. You got the dump off option. I think Mike McCarthy's playbook might feature a lot of short running back routes that makes, and the Bucs are going to be pinning back their ears if they get a lead. I mean, this is incumbent, by the way, on the fact that the Buccaneers would have a lead and Dak would be throwing to Zeke. And if you look at Zeke's rushing attempts, the over under is 14.5 and it's juiced way under, which leads me. I mean, you know, so to me, that's a little incongruous. I don't know that you can make Zeke that much higher, but I think there's a little bit of value in the over on those two.
Yeah, I think I would like the Zeke over on catches more than the actual yards. I think he could have, you know, a high catch, low yardage game just because that Tampa defense is so good. But another thing that you have to take into account with that early season stretch was that CeeDee Lamb hadn't emerged as like a huge option yet. And we think that's going to happen this year. Obviously, he's sure, you know, rocking to the stratosphere in fantasy. So I like Lamb going over 5.5 receptions at plus 120. Dak's going to throw a ton in this game, like we've been saying. And we think Lamb's target share is going to go up this year. He did have between 5 and 8 catches each of his first 6 games before that offense fell apart. So Dallas, we don't think is going to get much on the ground. Another one I like is Zeke under 54.5 rushing yards. So I think double digit targets for Lamb, and he gets over the reception total, and then Zeke going under those rushing yards. I mean, he had 8 games under this total last year while dealing with offensive line issues. And if Zach Martin isn't playing and they're playing that one of the best run defenses in the league, could also have offensive line issues here. So I feel like he could be held to 12 to 14 carries like he was at times last year as they're in catch up mode and throwing the ball more due to game script. So makes this even harder, the number even harder to top. So you look at 54.5 for a top fantasy option, you go, that's way low. I should think about playing the over. I don't think it's low enough. I think he stays under that total.
Yeah, I think that's a good call as well. You could also look at, if you wanted to, and again, we're, you know, and this will sort of dovetail into the DFS stuff, but when you look at, you know, when you start to look at game script and how you think a game is going to play out, you know, if we believe, and I think we both do believe, that the Buccaneers will be playing with a lead and that the Cowboys will be throwing to try and catch up, then, you know, a correlated prop would be Leonard Fournette over rushing attempts, which I believe is set at, is it 8.5? Is that right? No, it's got to be 7.5. Okay. Juiced heavily to the over. But man, I mean, I just don't see a situation where Leonard Fournette and Ronald Jones aren't getting at least 10 carries. Like, is Leonard Fournette really not getting more than 8 carries if the Bucs are winning in a blowout?
I think it depends. I think they're kind of committed to playing the hot hand, whoever it is. So if Ronald Jones gets out to a good start, he just might get 18 carries in this game, and sure, Fournette gets 4 or 5. So you just, you know, you're a little bit of a gamble there to see who takes the lead, because there's two guys that are about equal value on each side. One other one I would look at is Zuerlein going over 1.5 field goals made. I said expect they might have some issues in the red zone. So Cowboys have trouble punching the ball in when they get in scoring range due to offensive line issues. Zuerlein hit multiple field goals at just minus 105 seems pretty good to me.
And you're talking about a coach in Mike McCarthy, not exactly known for his aggressiveness on fourth down, even though he did once spend a day at PFF in the summer. So that's, or a weekend at PFF, you know, weekend retreat at PFF. One guy that I think is really undervalued in terms of both, you know, just in general fantasy, actually, if we look at receiving yards for the Cowboys, Blake Jarwin, this is a good tight end. And I know they got great linebackers there in Tampa Bay, but 20.5 receiving yards, I think that he should be valued over Dalton Schultz. I think if you look at how drafts have gone and how sort of sharp people are handling him, those two guys in best ball situations, I think there's a good chance that Jarwin is the main tight end there, not Dalton Schultz. And that might be a misprice.
Yeah, you can see the market just doesn't know which one's going to be the top one. So in fantasy, I think we kind of assume Jarwin's going to be the better guy. But, you know, we're going to have to see it to know for sure. So that could either be good and, you know, he goes over pretty easily. Or if he's not getting the snaps that we think he is and Schultz is on the field more, then, you know, you're going to need one big catch for him to catch that.
I actually believe that was 19.5 earlier, too. So some of those have sort of moved. We talked about the Tom Brady one moving. That one has moved as well. All right. Anything else for you in terms of player props?
Well, we typically have like one lottery ticket prop, you know, yeah, long odds, maybe it cashes. I like Dak Prescott to score 2+ touchdown at 30 to 1. you know, if the offensive line is a problem, that could lead to more scrambling for Dak near the goal line. He actually had a 3-rush touchdown game last year versus Atlanta, so we know it's possible. And, you know, if he's feeling healthy and nothing about his mobility should be a problem, you know, it was a shoulder he'd been dealing with. So that line breaks down. He sees an angle to the corner and does that twice, 30-1. I mean, it's not a great chance of hitting, but I think there's value on it. I think the chances that it hits is better than 30-1.
When you bet that, do you also consider betting on Dak to score just a single touchdown? That way, and the idea being you would bet like 2-1 or a half a unit on Dak to score one touchdown and then like 0.2 units on Dak to score twice. That way, if he scores once, you know, you're not going to lose money. If he scores twice, you're raking in cash.
Yeah, if you want to. I mean, you kind of evaluate both props independently on which ones have value. And so in the situations where he gets one rushing score and it kind of like the game is going the way I think, it's just having that extra set, that number two one on there as a multiplier is pretty good. So you could do that if you want to play it a little safer. But we're talking about lottery tickets, talking about a little bit of a sprinkle here. So might as well go for the big one.
Okay, fair enough. I will also, since we're talking Blake Jarwin.
Oh, man, I don't know about first touchdown score.
I think you kind of got to go Bucks heavy on first touchdown score. One guy that's at least intriguing, though, here on the first touchdown score, Giovanni Bernard. It sounds like, based on what's coming out of Tampa, is that Gio is going to get all the third down work. And it is, and that's concerning for Ronald Jones and Leonard Fournette's value, too. But, at least, the third and long, the passing down roles. If they're down in the red zone, I don't think it would be that surprising. If they're not like right up against the goal line, if they use Gio in those spots, because it gives them another viable receiving weapon who can also run between the tackles. Whereas Uncle Playoff Lenny and old Rojo might not do the same thing.
Yeah, I was thinking of that too, but they have such big targets and good red zone targets that if you do that, you're taking stuff away from Mike Evans and OJ Howard and Rob Gronkowski, all these guys, Antonio Brown, you could probably throw it to, even though he's not a big guy down there. And he can, squirrel his way in and sneak his way in. And so there's just so many mouths to feed that it's worth taking a shot, I guess, on this. But, it's on a different team where they didn't have as many good big weapons that you could throw in the red zone. I like it better.
Tom Brady to score the first touchdown, 40-1. Not terrible either. If you get a pass interference call down in the end zone, they're going to sneak it. Like, that's going to be, you get a pass interference and it's on the one, there's a really good chance they sprint up there and Tom Brady just sneaks it in. That's his bread and butter. He should probably be more like 25-1. He's not going to run it in, but you know what I mean? Like, it's pretty good chance that he could sneak that in. So at 40-1, I like that as well. I'll probably sprinkle on that.
Yeah, I think we're talking about a game script. I think if you're looking for first touchdown, you're probably looking for Bucks guys and last touchdown Cowboys guys as they're trying to catch up. So
yes, I would agree with that completely. Ooh, score three or more touchdowns, and then you can have player to score last touchdown. Yeah, all the Bucks guys are priced way up. That makes sense. Okay, let's take a look at some DraftKings. So it's been so long since I've shared my screen. See if I can properly execute this. Okay. Is that, well, now I've created an inception with DraftKings and us, RJ. Look at that. All right. So Tom Brady is the top captain option. 1.5 points on DraftKings. No surprise there. Is there an option other than Tom Brady that you would like or consider as the captain position? It's kind of hard to do it. I guess you could be contrarian and go with Dak, but then you're banking on a ton of points. I guess Dak's not that crazy, right?
Yeah, I would think that because he's cheaper and people expect the Cowboys are going to have to throw a lot and they have those great weapons, that a lot of people are going to be on Dak as often. You save a little money by using Dak there. So I think even taking Tom Brady might be a little contrarian because they would probably avoid him to go to Dak. So I don't mind building lineups with Brady a captain, especially if you're going to use some cheaper options in flex, which we'll get to. My captain pick, though, for my main team is Antonio Brown. I think it's possible he's the Bucs' number one receiver, and we just don't know it yet. I think he could end up having the most targets on this team, and we'll look back and be like, oh, of course Antonio Brown is going to emerge as Tom Brady's number one weapon. Brady obviously loves him, and he's the guy that that decides who gets the ball. So Arians has talked about how healthy Brown looked during the preseason, you know, more so than the last few years when he'd been struggling with injury. So less people, I think, are going to be on him, especially if they set their lineups on Tuesday, because he missed practice on Tuesday. He was listed as questionable. He had that Q tag, and I think people are just avoiding him. They don't want to mess with that, thinking that he's banged up a little bit risk that in their captaincy spot. But yeah, that was more of a rest day than anything. It's not like he was legitimately hurt. I know he's recovering from a knee issue in the offseason and surgery, but there was no chance he was missing this game. So I think you're probably getting a guy that's going to be really under owned in terms of a captain here if you go with Brown.
And one of the things about AB too is that Brady loved him when he came to wait, you can see my hobby photo. What is happening here? I think I shared it wrong. Hold on, I'm going to share it. Let me see if I can share this right. Share screen. I did it wrong. Share tab. There we go. It's been too long since I've done this. Okay, cool. All right, there we go. That's better. I can't click on these, obviously. If you're watching, you should watch on youtube.com/pick6 if for these particular episodes, because you can actually see us finagle a lineups. All right, so if we go AB in the captain spot, and I like that. As I was going to point out, you know, when he came to the Pats, there was an immediate rapport between Brady and Antonio Brown. When Brady got to Tampa Bay, they had Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. He still said, I want Antonio Brown to come live in my house and my family and play for this football team. And they brought him back. Bruce Arians has plenty of experience with Antonio Brown. Last year went great. Antonio Brown didn't cause any trouble on or off the field. It was very surprising once he actually got to Tampa Bay. The NFL has, you know, gone through everything they need to go through with him. And now they got this whole full offseason where Tom Brady and Antonio Brown, this guy that he just irrationally loves as a person and a player, is going to be on the roster. So I'm sort of buying into that. I might need to make sure I got some more exposure to him in fantasy and in best ball and all those spots. But Chris Godwin's a great receiver, but, you know, Antonio Brown is a legitimate Hall of Fame caliber talent, and he could just be the guy. If that's the case, RJ, you would have some major upside there at the captain position. And if you do that, of course, you probably need to add Tom Brady as one of your flex spots, right?
Right. Also, I'll add, go to Caesars and look at the guy who leads the league in receiving yards. Antonio Brown, 200-1 there. You know, when I was given that out on Early Edge, and I've been pumping that up. And it's just ridiculous. He's in the same conversation there on 200-1 with guys like Van Jefferson and Gabriel Davis, and it just didn't make any sense at all. So I love the upside there, because if he is the number one receiver, I mean, he could actually hit it. And you sprinkle a little bit on 200-1 there. You got to love that. So yeah, definitely is Brady. Obviously, you have Brown. You're going to throw Brady in there too. You'd be able to make a pretty stacked lineup if you have Brown as a cheap captain. You can use Brady and Dak. And one cheap option you can go with is Zerline. I mentioned I expect multiple field goals from him. 3,600 is pretty cheap. You mentioned Gio earlier. If he gets that touchdown, he's going to cash in on that 2,000. OJ Howard, you mentioned 2,200. And if he's healthy again, he could get a red zone look. And if he's targeted in the red zone,
once you get those guys in there, you got 14K to work with. You don't have to go all the way down to OJ Howard, but they are good cheap options for sure.
Right. You're probably picking one of these guys. And those are kind of your options for cheap. And so you pair it around with one of those guys, and you can kind of put whoever you want in there with Brady, Dak, Amari, CD Lamb, whatever you want to do.
I actually think, would you rather ditch Bernard or Zerline? Who pays out the salary more likely, the kicker or the third down running back?
In my lineup, I have Bernard in.
Well, Zerline's more expensive, so let's take him out, and that gives us 98. So what you can do here is you can actually build. Probably Mike Evans to Chris Godwin, right? Godwin, no injury designation, but I would think he'd be the first guy they sort of ease out of the rotation. And I guess here's two where you, and I put CeeDee Lamb in there as well. I think here's where you have to decide, are you going to double stack Tom Brady, or are you going to double stack the Bucs, or would you rather double stack the Cowboys? Like I think given the way that we've sort of talked about this, it has to be the Bucs, right?
Maybe. I mean, we expect the Cowboys to throw a ton. So, you know, yeah. Amari Cooper had how many targets when Dak was in? It was 14 targets the first game, 9, second game, 12, and then 16, and then Dak gets hurt. So, I mean, if that guy shows up and he's getting 12 targets, you think he's going to cash in on that number. So I kind of like going Cooper and Lamb along with Dak. And then okay. Brady, Antonio Brown is your captain. And then your one other, you know, scrub guy, if, whether it's, I don't think you can fit Zerline in at that point. So whether it's OJ Howard or Gio Bernard.
Cowboys defense. Yeah. It's well, OJ Howard could be the other stack you go with there. Right.
Yeah. OJ Howard or Gio. That's kind of your decision. Whether you think, like you said earlier, Gio sneaking in for a touchdown in the red zone, or whether OJ Howard gets some targets in the red zone, kind of whichever way you're feeling is the way you go.
Yeah. And I think the one thing, you know, if you are banking on, again, this build is specifically designed to focus on Antonio Brown as the primary target for Tom Brady. The Bucks are up big and the Cowboys are throwing. So then you have Amari Cooper, CeeDee Lamb. So you have these two stacks, basically, of six players. And then I think OJ Howard makes more sense than Gio, primarily because if this scenario occurs and the Bucks have a lead, then we would OJ Howard, I would think, because at that point, they're probably going to ease back Gronk snaps because they want to keep him healthy for the long haul. OJ Howard, a very good blocking tight end, you know, out of Alabama. I would think that he would be the guy that would be in there sort of as a blocking tight end. And you would take Gio out as well because he's a third down back. Now, I'm just sort of thinking through the ramifications of a big Bucks lead in the second half and how that might affect snap counts for those guys. I like this lineup a lot. I mean, I hope it doesn't steal your thunder if I plug this in, but I'm going to go and enter it right now.
Yeah, go for it. I don't think a lot of people are going to use Howard. I don't think a lot of people are going to use Brown as their captain. So if you want to cash with me in this contest, I don't think there's going to be too many of us with this lineup.
I mean, if AB and the thing is, you get 1.5 points for the captain, right? So you can think, oh, like we got to get all of Brady's points. That's true. But if the target share is really focused on one guy and you're trying to be contrarian and try to figure out who can give you the best opportunity to rise above the field, you're still getting a full point for everything Brady does. But if Antonio Brown gets, you know, 60% of the points that Tom Brady gives out, you're getting your leverage against the field is much higher than if you have Brady and then Brown in the flex, which will be a much more common build.
Right. And you're hoping to get those two touchdowns from Brown, one touchdown from Howard. And that's Brady's three touchdowns there. And he doesn't throw for a ton of yards because they're up in the second half. So maybe they run more. So he's getting 240, 250 yards instead of three plus. And if AB's got, you know, half of that, you know, 125 or whatever, then you're looking good there as a captain.
And, you know, you could also do that build too, where instead of coming back up for OJ, I guess you would do. So, and like you could plug one of those running backs in there too, because that's correlated as well, that the Bucks would have a lead and they would go with either Rojo or Lenny and feed them. Rojo has the higher, you know, carry prop, so that might be the guy. And then, you know, you just have to figure out how you want that to operate. But I like that lineup. I like the correlation. I like the preview. I like what we got cooking here, RJ. Good stuff, man.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for taking the time out to do it. Busy man, RJ White, managing editor. Sportsline and Fantasy, CBS Fantasy, sportsline.com/join. Check out the Early Edge podcast, by the way. Those guys are cooking up winners every single day. It's great content, extremely entertaining. And follow them on Twitter at RJWhite1. And guess what? You get more of me, RJ, because we got a pick show coming up as well.
I can't wait. Also tune into Early Edge. We're doing a lot of live streams during the afternoons and evenings this year with football. So I'm going to be talking about the lines on Tuesdays at 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. So if you join us there on the Early Edge YouTube page, the Sportsline YouTube page, you can see me and Mike McClure and Matt Severance and you know other guys that we have on breaking down these games. So
very sharp group of people. So when you go to youtube.com/pick6 and subscribe, it may even tell you related channel. Check out the Early Edge channel. If not, search for it or go to Sportsline, Sportsline on Twitter, one word, and you'll be able to find the YouTube channel pretty easily. RJ, as always, man, pleasure. Talk to you soon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.